This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The American Postal Workers Union is calling for a boycott of Staples to protest the deal with the post office that they made with the post office to sell stamps and other materials. Democratic Senator from Louisiana, Mary Landrieu, is confusing Republican strategists by splitting business interests with a voting record better for business than the ultra-conservative Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz has compiled. Human Rights Watch reports continued caste discrimination in Indian schools. Roma, or gypsy, populations are facing extensive discrimination in Europe, though they are 10% of Bulgarian population, 9% Slovakian, 8% Romania, and 7% of Hungary's people. 82% of employers expect wages to only rise 0 to 3% over the next 3 years. BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit Company, was fined $210,000 in deaths of two maintenance workers from a train driven by a trainee during the 2013 transit strike. 83% of Indians say corruption is a very big problem. Justice Department is encouraging clemency applications from nonviolent prisoners who have served 10 years already. Seems in Nevada, a rancher can squat on BLM-managed federal property for 20 years, but some homeless person who squats in an abandoned HUD house will immediately be arrested. The FDA is moving to limit purchase of e-cigarettes for anyone under 18 years of age. The mayor of Bogota in Colombia was reinstated by the president based on a court order. The FCC is moving to end net neutrality and allow companies to create fast-track toll roads on the internet. The FBI used hacker informants for cyber spying on foreign countries. In Georgia, guns are now okay in bars and the airport, but not church. Polls in Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky, and North Carolina want elected officials to improve Affordable Care Act, not repeal it. Transparency International finds the EU is weak on governance. 36 million Americans report some level of hearing loss. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.